Now at 11 p.m., according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that same, very same WMFO digital clock. You didn't hear me say kill me now. According to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, I guess. I don't know tonight. That was the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. What else am I going to do? I mean, really? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60 minutes, sometimes shortly after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. I'm about to shift that into the recent days and weeks. Oh, let's do it right now. It's that time where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Let's try not to say months, okay? Yes. Thank you. I want to thank everybody for being here and being so patient through the bee's knees last week. I understand there were numerous sales to artists that were involved in the bee's knees, and I really appreciate all of you who bought something and then told the people that Bubbles in the Think Tank sent you. That was really nice. I think we all did very well. It's what we do here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Very well. Let's see here. So, coming up in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be gone. I'm just going to tell you that right now. I'll be gone two Saturdays in February. I thought I was going to be here for one of those, but stupid work. Just leave that right there. I was hoping that I was going to be here on the official anniversary of the program as we move into year 30, dickety, whatever. I don't even know right now. And I don't have to know, so I'm tired. But yeah, so I'll be gone for 2 weeks in February. I will be contacting your favorite fill-ins for the show. They're not fill-ins. What am I saying? They're part of the show. Part of the fabric of this program. So I'll be letting you know in the coming weeks who's going to be here with you during those stupid 2 weeks of February. But don't think I won't be missing you when I'm not here. In the meantime, though, tonight, yes, tonight, you're here with us at Bubbles in the Think Tank, just the way you ought to be. I appreciate that. And we're going to do a little something. It's almost like a Belinda Personal Free Association when I do a single topic show of my own choosing. And tonight I'm personally annoyed by the government shutdown. This stuff drives me crazy. But on the upside, let me just say, had there been a one-month extension yet again, that would have made me very unhappy a month from now when I'm not here, for I would be near many federal entities that would not be open. And that would have made me very unhappy. So let's say yay to the federal government for shutting down now and not impacting Belinda up close and personal. So I would say that this episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank tonight will be about as sensible as said government shutdown. Make about as much sense. But I know you, the listener, especially you, the listener who hangs out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, you make everything better. And you get me. You understand me. And I really appreciate that. And I'm sure you will figure it all out as we start tonight's episode with a bee's knee, not this year's bee's knee, a bee's knee from 2013. Thank you very much. Can't believe this has been that long ago. Stupid government shutting down right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Shutting down. We take you now to Washington for an on-the-scene commentary by the Bob and Ray commentator, Lyle Gum Jr.
Thank you very much. There's nothing particularly exciting going on in Washington today.
Thank you, Lyle Gum Jr.
So I return you now to our Boston studio.
You know, we have a lot of hard work to do today.
What might that be, Jonathan?
Well, we got a lot of hard work today. We gotta rock at the government center to make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the letter. They got a lot of great desks and chairs now at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. So we gotta rock a non-stop tonight, at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. We won't stop until we see secretaries smile and see some office boys jump up for joy. We'll tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down while, sir, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So we gotta rock a non-stop tonight at the government center where they put the stamps on the letter and then they write it down in the ledger. Oh, tonight we'll make them feel all right. Oh, tonight, what you say, man?
Make a new bed.
Oh, yes, tonight. We'll go there tonight. We'll take the everything we got. We'll take the amps. We'll take the guitars. We'll do anything just to make the secretaries feel better at the government center. Oh, tonight, man. And yes, tonight. Oh, let's hear about it. I feel good. Let's make them feel good. All right.
Yet you spin up all my gold. Then you look around for pig meat and tell me I'm too old. That's why we can't agree. Yes, baby, that's why we can't agree. If I don't see you no more, baby, that'll be way too soon for me. You're known for being a lover. You like to holler loud. One man for you ain't nothing. You talk so loud, you draw a crowd. That's why we can't agree. Baby, that's why we can't agree. If I don't see you no more, baby, that'll be way too soon for me. You used to eating hot dogs whenever you go out to dine. I taught you what a steak was. Now you suddenly lost your mind. That's why we can't agree. No, 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 that's why we can't agree. If I don't see you no more, baby, that'll be way too soon for me. Your clothes look like a sifter. They had so many holes. I took you from the gutter, and everybody knows we can't agree. Yes, baby, we can't agree. If I don't see you no more, baby, that'll be way too soon for me. There's a stopper for a river. There's a halter for a train. There ain't nothing in existence can't be stopped but the rain. That's why we can't agree. You better hit 'em, baby. We can't agree. If I don't see you no more, baby, that'll be way too soon for me.
Shangri-La's, Shangri-La's.
just won't heal. It's a done deal. Think about the time you were such a slime. Always had a dime. Remember that one had a hit of coke. Gave a slut a poke. Such a funny joke. Remember that one gave the boy a hand. He always made a stand. And golly, what a man. You should have paid attention. Now it's a done, done deal. Don't you tell her how to feel. The love for you is never real. Now it's a done, done deal. It's too late to beg, borrow, steal. This time it just won't heal. Now it's a done, done deal. Now you know how it feels. The mind positively reels. It's a done.
Ricky Bates.
Keep on smiling, pay your taxes, do it now today. Then be thankful you are living in the USA. Bless this country with her justice and her liberty. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes, help to keep her free. Be a good citizen, be loyal and be true. Don't be a bag of wind, protect what's good for you. Keep on smiling, it's your duty. She's the emblem of your freedom and security. Keep on smiling, pay your taxes for democracy. Be a good citizen, be loyal and be true.
Station, some conversation about the situation of inflation in the nation. Mr. President, inflation has gotten out of hand. Who do you believe is really responsible for causing this situation?
Baby Bumble and the Stingers, Martha Hooper, Rachel Singers.
Mr. President, what can we as Americans do to stop inflation?
Whatever gets you through the night.
And what will you be doing during this difficult crisis? With me now is Nelson Stonyfeller. Sir, what advice do you have about spending money during these hard times? Among the famous people here is heavyweight champ Muhammad Ali. Muhammad, what will it take to knock out inflation? There's Governor Wallace of Alabama. Governor, would you repeat what you just said to Muhammad Ali? In a move against inflation, the president has just refused a collect phone call from Henry Kissinger. Mr. President, why didn't you pay for the call?
Oh, I never did give nothing to the tin man.
There's the doorbell. Why, it's Henry Kissinger. How did you get here so fast?
I straddled that Greyhound and rode him in the rolling and on across Carolina.
Mr. Kissinger, what are people in the rest of the world saying about inflation?
Oh, yeah.
believe the president has a final bit of advice for the American people.
You got to stop.
We've all got to try to solve this problem because inflation in the nation is running away faster and faster. And if we don't stop it soon, it's going to go higher and higher and faster 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 and faster.
I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. I want to grow up to be a politician and be the old U.S. of A's number one man. I'll always be tough, but I'll never be scary. I want to shoot guns or butter my bread. I work in the towns or conservate the prairies, and you can believe the future's ahead. I'll give the young the right to vote as soon as they mature, but spare the rod and spoil the child to help them feel secure. And if I win election day, I might give you a job. I'll sign a bill to help the poor to show I'm not a snob. I'll open my door, I'm charging no admission, and you can be sure I'll give you my hand. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land. Yeah, I'll make you glad you got me in with everything I do, and I'll defend until the end the old red, white, and blue. I want to grow up to be a politician and take over this beautiful land, and take over this beautiful land, and take over this beautiful land.
I'm sorry, I'm finding it very difficult to believe that that was actually half an hour. But I guess it was right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're talking about the government shutdown here, for better or for worse. I think there's a lot of worse going on in this one. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives each year. Help reduce your risk. Visit AHRQ.gov. It's a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. Thanks to everyone hanging out there over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group and chatting it up as you might do at a chat group. If you're listening out there and you haven't joined in, I strongly recommend that you do. They're all very nice people and would love to have you there with them. But at this point, we need to move back into that silliness that we were working through already. Because, you know, there's a lot going on with this government shutdown. Everybody's trying to blame everybody, but we know who to blame here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. Began to dance, swaying to and fro, and soon I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with his magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well. Oh, it all began with just the moon.
No, no, the bus.
Or the stars above.
No, no, the bus.
Now is it the tune?
Yeah, yeah, the bus and nova.
The dance of love.
Now I'm glad to say I'm as bright to be. Gonna raise a family, and when our kids ask how it came about, well, I'm gonna say to them without a doubt,
blame it on the bossa nova.
Yeah, I know all about the FCC.
They will clean up all your talking in a manner such as this.
They will make you take a tinkle when you wanna take a piss.
And they'll make you call fellatio a trouser-friendly kiss.
Here's the plain situation. There's no negotiation with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
They're as stuffy as the stuffiest of special interest groups.
Make a joke about your bowels and they order in the troops.
Any baby with a brain could tell them everybody poops.
Take a tip, take a lesson. You'll never win by messing with the fellas at the freaking FCC.
And if you find yourself with some young sexy thing, you're gonna have to do her with your ding-a-ling.
Cause you can't say penis.
So they sent this little warning. They're prepared to do their worst.
And they stuck it in your mailbox, hoping you could be coerced.
I can think of quite another place they should have stuck it first.
They may just be neurotic or possibly psychotic. They're the fellas at the freaking FCC.
The national anthem, what happened? Oh, someone got up. No, you don't have to stand. the national anthem of this country, the Star Spangled Banner, is going to have to be rewritten very soon. Nobody sings it on the way to work anymore. Remember the good old days? You'd pass a guy going to work.
Oh, say, can you see? Hello, Dr. Brown.
They don't do that. What's the fair way to rewrite this kind of a song? By the way, you people here, you really can't see during this bit, can you? Because the piano. Those are the goon seats. You'll find a picture and a resume under the seat. Read along. Let me update it. Put down riding and swimming, okay? What's the fair way to rewrite a song like that, a national song? Do you hire the country's most popular songwriter? What, Burt Bacharach? Let him do it? That's not fair. No, why? Let one hire a professional? You wouldn't want that song anyway. Hey, no place. It's got trees, it's got mountains. I think the fair way to rewrite the song is to hold open auditions. Put a piano, put a good piano, let everyone sound good, in a building in Washington, get a panel of judges, and hold auditions for the new national anthem. So let's go to Washington to those auditions now. Not literally, of course. I meant comedically. Listen, I said, last night I said that, and 30 people went out in the alley and waited for, like, a bus to take them, and of course, there was no bus there, and I felt like a fool. All right, please be quiet. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of you. We got to get through it very... Please be quiet. Very quickly, sit down at the piano, state your name, where you're from, play your song, all right? Don't give us any titles. Please be quiet. Don't give us any titles. We'll call them all the anthem. If we like it, we'll get your title from you later, okay? State your name, where you're from, play your song. We'll stop you when we've heard enough. Let's go quickly. You're first.
First? Ted Rutherford? Dallas, Texas.
Dan Allen, Denver, Colorado. Miles from coast to coast, every citizen has reason to boast. Thank you. Thank you. My name is Leroy Williams. I'm from any ghetto you choose. You jail all your black.
Thank you.
Hal Carter. I lived the last 75 years in Michigan. I was born there. I'm 75 years old.
While we stand here waiting for the ball game to start, let's give thanks for our home and our two-car garage. Let's give thanks for TV.
Thank you. Let's give thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
Kid, stand over there, kids. All right,
hi, I'm Lee, and the kids here to my left are the Anthemites, and we're from Sarasota, Florida.
Ready?
Ooh, I like the USA, ooh, ooh. I like the USA, ooh. It's better than Russia or China, ooh. It's better than Yugoslavia.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can the lights be changed at all? All right, it's not important. Before I sing my song, I should tell you a bit about myself. My name is Mr. Robert Bob Harmon, and I currently live and work in the very exciting city of Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm an entertainer. And you know, Vegas is a great place, an exciting place, but originally I'm from a much quieter place, a place up north out west, a place I call Portland. What a great place it is. In one 30-square-mile radius, there's more to do than almost anywhere in the world. There's hunting and fishing and boating and camping. Get on with it! I am. It's how I get into it in the actor. It's got beautiful waterfalls and gorgeous trees, but you know, it's part of a bigger place. It's part of a country. Can you guess which country it is? No, it's not Denmark or Poland or Sweden or Rome. Get on with it! It's a lovely place I call home, I'm proud to say. I've got a country.
Got a country. I spell it A-M-E-R-I-C-A.
Get off the stage!
Thank you. Thank you.
Sex and sin, down with pot, heroin,
down with pornography, down with lust,
down with vice,
lechery,
and debauchery,
and debauchery,
and debauchery.
Centurions, shepherds of the nation, we'll keep on our guard for sin and degradation. We are the National Guard against filth and depravity, perversion and vulgarity, homosexuality.
Keep it clean,
keep it clean,
keep it clean,
keep it clean.
Down with nudity, breasts that are bare and pubic hair.
We're here to cleanse humanity from the man in the raincoat's pale face glare.
So sodomites beware.
Sodomites beware.
In jail, bring back the birch and the cat of nine tails,
bring back corporal punishment,
bring back the stocks and the axeman's block,
let righteousness prevail,
let righteousness prevail.
What have you read, this last week?
Well,
Well, see, America, we spend over $50 billion. Did you know that we spend...
$50 billion?
$50 billion a year on defense. Planes, tanks, bombs, etc., etc. We spend $50 billion a year on defense. We don't need more allies.
What do we need?
We need more enemies.
It's getting very tense.
Yeah.
A lot of things are happening, like, for instance, the Pueblo incident.
Oh, yes, you know, that's
that was very tense. Another cabinet member has resigned.
From President Johnson's cabinet,
yeah,
huh?
From our cabinet. That
a lot of them have resigned, haven't they?
Yeah,
just leaves Dean Risk left.
Rusk. But
Rusk. Oh, yeah, that the one you're talking about just resigned, just the Secretary of Health, Education, and Hairfare.
He resigned. And another thing that was very unusual is, you know, we lost another airplane, crashed in Greenland, and we lost 4 hydrogen bombs in the Arctic snow. Now, that's disturbing to me, very seriously.
Not to me.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that simply reflects another change in the hydrogen bomb policy. I mean, we're losing them in the snow in Greenland now instead of the waters of Spain like we used to. I feel like it's a step in the right direction in order to spread democracy, you know?
Spread democracy?
Yeah.
Now, don't you realize that losing hydrogen bombs disturbs all the nuclear people, the nuclear powers who control world politics? Now, that's nothing to do. You don't go spreading... Here's the powers that control the...
Maybe they need to be disturbed.
No, I don't know. But here are the powers that control world politics,
yeah,
that have the bomb, right?
Uh-huh.
The U.S., right?
Yeah.
Russia, Red China, England, and France.
Yeah, but now they've added 2 fishermen in Spain and 3 Eskimos in Greenland.
Kisses, and that was just a start. You wanted more to brag about, so then you stole my heart. Next you had my love, and it brought me to shame. Then you turned your back on me, and I took
Peaceful, the PM is AM. And the PM wants more LSD from the PIB by tomorrow AM or PM at the latest. I told the PM's PPS that AM was MBG, so tomorrow PM it is for the PM NEM CON. Give us a fag or I'll get a spare. Now, the fiscal deficit with regard to the monetary balance, the current financial year, excluding invisible exports, but adjusted to calls for seasonal variations, and the incremental statistics of the fiscal and revenue arrangements for the forthcoming annual budgetary period terminating in April.
I think he's talking about taxation.
Bravo, Madge! Well done, taxation is indeed the very nub of my gist, gentlemen. We have to find something new to tax.
I understood that.
If I might put my head on the chopping block so you can kick it around a bit, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most things we do for pleasure nowadays are taxed. Except one.
What do you mean?
Well, smoking's been taxed, drinking's been taxed, but not, thingy.
No. You're not suggesting we should tax thingy.
Poo-poos?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God for that. Excuse me for a moment.
Oh. No, thingy.
Number ones?
No. Thingy.
Oh, thingy. Well, it certainly makes chartered accountancy a much more interesting job.
Politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and I think he said bastard. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument, that is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why, he just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit, better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
It's a hard, funny place, so few people care. It's not they don't care about you, they don't care about themselves. They don't know their neighbor, they don't know their dog, they don't even know their breakfast food around here. They go out and live on lemonade. They're made out of Jell-O. It makes me afraid. Call it what you gonna want. It's got to be a little thick. If it's just too sunny now, I fall sick. There's all these raspberry people. Strawberry ones too. They've got pineapple minds and hearts like blueberry stew. But I can't take it like that. There's just too much fat. I'm slimming in the head. Can't make it on Jell-O. You know, raspberry people might be fine on Monday, but you got to have yourself. When it comes Sunday, there's nothing to do then. They're all at Sunday school. You have to be your own kind of fool. Somebody asked me what I want to end up like. I want to end up dead, but riding on my own bike. It's touching, that might be so. But I don't want to be Jell-O. You know, what's the next one? Lisa, what's the next one?
Walk around, dog.
Dogs, not yet.
I think not yet. Attention.
You know, shit, it's been a long time, hasn't it?
So walk your own dog.
All right, okay, so walk your own road, hitchhike with yourself. You got some Jell-O people, put them on your Jell-O shelf. They make a decoration, something to talk about. It's cheaper than buying books. But I won't be nobody's little dog. Now I don't want to bark your way, maybe I want to end up being a cow. There should be an easy way to do it, I know. But I don't want to be Jell-O. You know I'm just walking my own road. I got a four matchboxes, a pen, and a pet bird. I ran away yesterday. Now wasn't that a shame? I didn't want to be Jell-O neither. So walk your own road, make your own Sunday school, go to your own movies, be your own kind of fool. I want to walk a road that I can't even see. I don't even want to know what I mean when that bird talks to me. It doesn't matter. Me and that bird make a foolish kind of chatter, but it's us talking. I like it, and the bird likes it too. It kept me from being in that Jell-O stew. Sparrow, when you come back, call.